Boker Tov, and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. Today we are beginning the Sugya of Furavu, which is on Yivamot Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet. It's a relatively long, and as you can see from the handout, which is highly recommended to look at today, lots and lots of psukim. There is a considerable amount of Agadah, which we will do in our usual fashion. The Mishnah begins, Lo yibatel adam mipir yav rivya el im ken yesh lo banim. So a man must not desist from Puravu unless he already has children. How many children? Beit Shammai Amrim Shnei Zacharim. Beit Shammai says the minimum shear for fulfilling the mitzvah of Puravu is two boys. Beit Hillel Amrim Zachar Unekeva. Beit Hillel says a boy and a girl, Shenemar, and Beit Hillel has a proof text, so of course we are all waiting for Beit Shammai's proof text. Beit Hillel's proof text is Zachar Unekeva Bera'am, that at creation Hashem created a male and a female, and because man is essentially commanded to continue that process, he must have a boy and a girl before desisting from the mitzvah. We will see that there is yet another opinion about this, which is adopted later on in the Gemara. So one way of reading the Mishnah is to say that, okay, once you've already had the two children, of whatever flavor, depending on Bicham Bet Hillel, you may desist from Puravu, but not from being married. The Sayyidah of Nachman Amar Shmuel, this supports Shmuel's statement, to Amar Afapish Yishlo Adam Kama Banim Asur Lamod Belo Isha. Even if you've had children, you still must stay married. And if you're not married, you must get married. Shinemar Lo Tove Yot Adam Levado. Because as an existential statement, or as an ontological statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines isolation, or not being married, as Lo Tov. Now, the Ika Da Amri, some people read it the opposite way. Perhaps the way to read the Mishnah is that once you've already had kids, you don't have to have more children, plus you don't have to be married. Perhaps this then serves as a challenge to Shmuel's statement that you must stay married in any case. So the halacha is as follows. If you don't have children, so you marry a woman who could have children. But if you already have children, then you marry somebody who doesn't necessarily, perhaps is old or whatever. And so what's the nafkamina between these two positions? And that is, you are allowed to say, also a Sefer Torah, it's a halacha that we saw in Masachet Megillah, then let's say that you already have children, that you do not need to sell a Sefer Torah in order to dafka marry somebody who was of childbearing age. You can marry somebody who is older if, let's say, the ketubah is going to be less, and it certainly will be less, and you don't need to sell a Sefer Torah for that. So if you claim that in any case you have to marry an isha bat banim, one who's able to have children, even if you already have children, then you would have to do so and even sell a Sefer Torah for that. But if you say that once you have children, you can marry a woman who is beyond childbearing age, and that will be less of an outlay on your part, and you don't need to sell a Sefer Torah for that, and indeed you wouldn't be allowed to. Okay. Beit Shammai Amrim Shnei Zacharim. So where did Beit Shammai get this from? Ma'itav Beit Shammai Yofinu Moshe. They get it from Moshe. Dukti B'nei Moshe Gershom Ve'Eliezer. Of course, we could have pastiched together a few psukim from Parshat Yitro, but instead it's succinctly presented in Sidivar Yamim. Moshe had two sons, and so Moshe is a very good model. Beit Hillel Yafinu Mriyato Shel Olam. Beit Hillel says, no, you have to learn from creation. Beit Shammai Leil from Mriyato Shel Olam. Why don't Beit Shammai say, why do they disagree and say you cannot infer from creation? Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Because after all, it would be impossible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world, as it were, without a male and a female to reproduce. So that's a situation of Efshar. On the other hand, an individual person could certainly have sons, only sons, and lots of sons, and the world would still continue because there's other families. So you cannot apply the Efshar case of creation to the Efshar case of anything afterward. Beit Hillel, nami leil fumi Moshe. So why don't Beit Hillel, why aren't they satisfied with what Moshe did? If Moshe had two sons, why isn't that good enough? Amrilach Moshe midatehu da'avad. Moshe made this decision on his own. Betanya shloshad v'im asam Moshe midato v'iskima da'ato l'data makom. There are three things that Moshe did of his own volition or his own decision, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu substantiated and confirmed the decision. What are they? Piresh min ha'isha, and this is the one we're referring to. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu began speaking to him, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped having marital relations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately agreed with him. Shiber haluchot,
famously and seasonally, as we just commemorated Shivat Asar B'Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot, Vosif Yom Echad, and he added one day to the days of Hagbalah, of separation before Matan Torah. Let's see. Then Pirish Minayisha, why did he separate from his wife? My Darash. How did he come to that conclusion? Amar Ma Yisrael Shelo Dibrayim Mem Shechina Alufi Sha'a Am Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu only spoke to them once. Kavala Nizman, and he also told them when he's going to speak to them. Nonetheless, Amra Torah Al Tikshu Elisha. Nonetheless, Kodesh Baruch Hu enforced a separation of men from their wives for a couple of days. We'll see how many days in a minute. Before Matan Torah. Ani Shemiyuchav Dibur B'chol Sha'a V'sha. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to me at all times. Below Kavalizman didn't tell me when he's going to speak to me. Allah Kamavacham, how much more so I must remain separated so that I am in a state of Tahara and able to be appropriate, in appropriate status for receiving Nevuah. Viskima Da'atola Data Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed it. Shenemar, Leichem Orlam Shuva Lechem Lo Alechem. In Parshat Vetchanan, Moshe Rabbeinu retells that when Bnei Yisrael said, you go up and get the message and we don't want to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go tell them to go back to their tents, meaning back to resume relations. But you stay with me. In other words, you were right to separate from your wife and stay here. Shiberot haluchot, my darash. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchot? Marma Pesach shu echad mishesh miyot u'shlosh shvei mitzvot. After all, the korban Pesach, which is just one of the mitzvot. Amra Torah ko ben nechar liyochabo. The Torah said anyone who is a ben nechar. Now, what is a ben nechar? Obviously, it doesn't mean just a goy. So he understands it as being a meshumet, somebody who has walked away from the mitzvot, cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Torah kulav Yisrael mumarim. Now we've got the entire Torah, and Am Yisrael is rejected Hashem, as it were, with the Egel. Al achad kam avacham, how much more so they cannot participate, and therefore, he says, you do not get the brit, destroyed the luchot. We have to renegotiate the brit. Iskima da'atol adata makom. How do we know Hashem confirmed it? Shdichtiv, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, come up and carve the two tablets, and I'll write on them what I wrote on the first tablets. He says, "Asher shibarta, the tablets that you broke." What does it mean that you broke? Asher shibarta, meaning the ones that you appropriately broke. Shkoyach, that you broke them. Now, what's the third thing? Osif yom achad midato. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day of hagbalah. My darash, tivikidashtam. Hayom machar, you shall sanctify the people today and tomorrow. Hayom kamachar, so Moshe said, and this is in the middle of the day on what we will now assume is the third day of Sivan. Moshe said, Hayom kamachar, just like today. Today is like tomorrow. Hayom umachar. Ma machar leloimo, just like tomorrow. Includes the night before, meaning tonight. Afayom leloimo. So today also includes the night, which was last night, and it's too late. Today's night is already gone. Now that means that we need to have two full days besides right now. So that means that we added one more day of Hagbalah. How do we know Hashem confirmed it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only came down on Shabbat. That is the sugya we saw in Masachet Shabbat, that everybody, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, agree that Matan Torah was on Shabbat. And so Moshe, theoretically, it should have been on Friday, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu only came down based on Moshe Rabbeinu's calculations. Good. Now back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah recorded a machloka b'Sham Beit Hillel, but we have other versions of the machloka. Rabbi Natan, and there's two versions of Rabbi Natan's take on the machloka. Tan Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Chamai Amrim Shnei Zecharim Ushtei Nekevot. Chamai says, not just two males and two females. Tzavom Amrim Zachar Nekeva. And Beit Hillel said, just like we have in our Mishnah, one of each. So now, why does Rabbi Natan say that Beit Shammai say you need four kids, two of each? Chava had Kayin, and then she said, et achiv et havel. And the idea is that the et alludes to a sister. So that Kayin and Hevel both had twin sisters. And now what happened? Hevel v'achoto. Kayin v'achoto. And after Cain killed Havel, Adam had another kid, Shait, and he called him Shait because Shat Li Elohim, God has placed another child for me in place of Havel. In other words, as if to say that Havel being gone means I haven't fulfilled Puravu, which may have implications about the issue of having children who then die. And so now I have Shait who fills in that missing slot.
So Rabbanan, what do Beit Hillel say? Udu Yehuda Kamodit. All it means is that Adam is giving thanks to Hashem that he lost a child, now he has another child. But it doesn't mean that he needed that child to fulfill the mitzvah. Tanya Idach, Rabinatan Rabbi Shammai Omrim Zachar Unakeva, Vitalim O Zachar Unakeva. According to this other version of Rabbi Natan, Beit Shammai takes the position that Beit Hillel has in our Mishnah, male and female, and Beit Hillel has the position of male or female. In other words, one kid, you fulfill the mitzvah. Now, Amar Rav, Ma'itam Rabbi Natan, a little bit of Beit Hillel. So now the strange position is Rabbi Natan's version of Beit Hillel. That only one kid is enough. What's the reason? Shneamar lo to bra'al l'shevet yitzarah. The famous pasuk in Yishayahu that we've seen several times. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not create the world as a wasteland, but rather to be settled. Once you have a kid, you've settled the world. Va'avad l'shevet. Now, itzmar. Good. So now we've seen several other approaches to the opinions in our Mishnah. We will see yet another approach, which expands it quite a bit. But now we'll take a look at several tangential issues about Puruvu. The first one is, what happens for a convert as children, then he converts? So Yochanan says, fulfilled Puruvu, and Rish Lakish says, you haven't. Now, it's interesting because Puruvu is a mitzvah which essentially shows up in its textual form before Matan Torah, it shows up in Maaseh Bereishit. So even though Bnei Noach are not commanded regarding Puruvu, nonetheless, we would still consider that when they have children, it is a form of Puruvu. Rabbi Yochanan Mar came Puruvu of Yuai, Da'avulei. He had kids, he did Puruvu. Doesn't say you have to have Jewish kids, theoretically. Rish Lakish Amar lo came Puruvu of Yuai, Gershon Gayer Gotten Shinola Dami. Rabbi Rish Lakish's approach is now not that the kids you had to be Israel, but rather that when you convert, you start fresh. And therefore, anything you did before doesn't reckon. But Azdul Tamayu, and they are consistent with their own arguments. Let's say you had kids, and then you converted. That means that you do not have a bechor, because there's no din of bechorah by goyim, and the first kid you have as a Jew isn't your bechor, because the kids from before still count. Rish Lakish says, of course, you're starting fresh. And for your first kid as a Jew is your Bechor. So now Utsricha, we need both machlokot. Both the machlokot of Yochanan Shalakish about whether the kids from before count as Puruvu. And second of all, the machlokot about whether the kids from before count as Bechor to therefore make no possible Bechor afterwards. Diashminen ba'ihi kamaita, if we only had the first machlokot about Puruvu, ba'ihi kamar b'yochanan mishum demikar nami b'nei Puruvu yavinin. There, I would say, good, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you were fulfilled Puruvu when you were a goy, because after all, goyim are also connected to Puruvu. But after all, there is no din of Nachala. And therefore, I might think that he agrees to Rish Lakish that it's only the first kid you have as a Jew that counts for Bechor. So therefore, he has to say, no, even for that, there is no Bechor the Nachala. If we only have the machloket about Bechor, just flip it and say, sure, Rish Lakish says that the first kid you have is a Bechor, because beforehand you weren't in the parsha of Bechor. For Ravu, maybe it counts. Therefore, it's Tzricha. Good. Now, Eitham Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish in his claim that there is no lineage, as it were, with Goyim. Ba'eta hi shalach baradach baladan ben baladan, melech pavel. This is during the times of Chizkiyahu, when the times of Yoshiyahu, when the king of Bavel sent a message, and he's called Baladan ben Baladan. In other words, he has a lineage. Amalebi, Otan of the Kochavim, eat lo chayis, and Karu late lo chayis. He says, no, I agree. Goyim have lineage. And Goy is called certain the Balat ben Sipor, right? Sipor by Titrov, right? But once they be convert, then the lineage is broken. So Rav says yes, but everybody agrees that an Eved does not have any Yichus. Why? Dichtiv, Shulachem Imachamor. This is based on the famous Midrash, and this is really the Makor, famous, most used Makor of the Midrash, Vamotav Samach Bet, is that when Avram said to his servants, who we assume to be Kanani, Shulachem Po Imachamor, you stay here with the donkey, saying, you and the donkey are all alike. And the Kananim are sort of the model of Avadim. Therefore, we call non-Jewish slaves Avadim Kananim, even though by definition they really almost can't be Kananim, Good. So we see that avadim are like a chamor of no yichas. Meitavei l'tzivah chamisha asar banim v'asrim avadim. Tziva, who was Shaul's servant, who then was the executor of the, the trustee for Mephibosheth, and then was taken by David to make sure that Mephibal had a place at his table. It says that he had 15 kids. So you see, an Eved has kids. Racha bar Yaakov, Kipar ben Bakar. Kids meaning offspring, but not lineage. In other words, he had seed, he had children, but not children that are in any way connected to him. Yachi Achinami. So why didn't we just answer the same thing before about Baladan ben Baladan? Shaniatam diachsinu bishmayu ubishma davuhon. Because there, it uses the names. Here it doesn't say Poni ben Siva and Almoni ben Siva. Just says he has kids. There it uses the names. V'achamam mefarej. V'baitem ha'yachsinu beduchta achriti bavuhonu va'aba davuhon. The other explanation may be, because when it comes to the kings of Bavel, they're even mentioned with a lineage to grandparents. And therefore, it's not a necessary connection to just show that they exist as kids, but rather it's really a yichas, a genealogy. Vayishlachem ha'melech asa el ben hadad, ben tavrimon, ben chezion melech haram, hayoshev v'damasek. This is when Asa sends a gift to, he sends these people to the king of Aram, who is Ben Tavrimon Ben Chezion. So he has a yichas going all the way to grandparents, so you see that Goyim do have such a yichas. Elimor, etc. Itmar, Yulo Bani. Okay, so now the next case is, what happens if Lo Aleinu, somebody has children and they die? Itmar, Yulo Bani Mumetu, the most tragic possibility. Funamar kiyem pir of Yerivya, you fulfilled Peruvu, you had kids. Rav Yochanan Amar lo kiyem. Funamar kiyem why mishum de Ravasi dam Ravasi and Ben David Bad shichlu kol neshamot shebaguf. As a particular eschatological tradition that Mashiach will not come until all of the neshamot have come into earth. So therefore, you gave birth, you had a child, you did Peruvu. Doesn't matter if the child lives or not. As long as the child lived long enough to be considered a bar kayama, shenamar ki ruach ufanai yatof ul neshamot ani asiti. Look at the rest of the pasuk on the page. It is pasuk number 16 on the page. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Lokim Peruvu Ruai, the Shevet Yitzar Abayin. You have to be settling the world. If a child dies, not settling the world. Malaika. So Neitave, we have a challenge to Ravuna, which says Bnei Vanim Arein Kivanim. Grandchildren are considered like children. The assumption being that if children die, but they leave grandchildren, then you fulfilled Peruvu. So obviously that means there has to be somebody alive, like Rabbi Yochanan. No, that's not, as far as Peruvu, that's Lashlim, meaning if you only had one kid, and that kid had another kid, then, together, that's Peruvu. So Tiyuvta Ravuna Tiyuvta, we see a clear refutation of Ravuna, because it says if the child died, you didn't fulfill Peruvu. Now, parenthetically, going back to that statement about bnei vanim arin kivanim, children or grandchildren like children, sarabaya lememar bra lebra ubrata lebrata, he thinks that means that if your son has a son or your daughter has a daughter, v'cholshkin bra lebrata, and certainly if your daughter has a son, ava brata lebra lo, maybe if your son has a daughter, that doesn't count as your grandchild because she's going to be married out. Amar le rava, l'shevet yitzara. Right? Vaya Vahika. No, all you need is to have children that populate the world. Doesn't matter where they go. Kuli alma mia tre michad lo. But everybody seems to agree that you can't have the two children fulfill Peruvu coming from one kid. Valov Amri the Rabbanan of Sheshet. The Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshet, Nasiv Yitzhava Olid Bani. He only had one kid. And they said, go marry somebody and have more kids to fulfill the mitzvah. Vamarlahu, Bnei Bartai Banai Ninu. I have a daughter, and she has sons. Those are my sons. That's my Peruvu. Right? So you see that even having one child who then has other children, you fulfilled Peruvu. No, Hatam Dechuye Kamad Chulahu. He was just getting rid of them. He didn't want to really answer the real reason. Rav Sheshet, Iyakar Mpirkei Rav Huna. Rav Sheshet, because he held his bladder too long, ended up messing up his reproductive system and became sterile. Because he was waiting at the drush of Rav Huna, and he didn't want to leave in the middle to go to the bathroom, so he ended up violating, and he should not have done that, and as a result, was not able to have more children. He didn't want to say that to the students, so he said, I've already fulfilled Peruvu, but that's not really the case. The case is you have to have two children, and then if they have other children, and your children die, put the grandchildren around, then you've still fulfilled Puravu, which supports Rav Yochanan that you do have to have living children. Okay, Amar Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mari. Manah Milta Damar Rabbanim Bedi Bani Mari and Kavanim. Where do we get this idea that grandchildren count as children? If it's because when Lavan says to Yaakov in the famous battle, those girls are my daughters and those sons are my sons, that means like they're my grandchildren, but he's calling them there as children. But he also says the flock is my flock. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. Achinami, you're going to tell me that also means that it's as if he bore them? All he's saying is you took them from me, you bought them from me. All it means is these are things that originally belonged to me, and you got them from me. All right, so he's not saying anything about lineage. This pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that Chetzron, who was a grandchild of Yehuda, Chetzron ben Chamul, who was a descendant of Yehuda, married the daughter of Machir. Machir was the eldest son of Menashe. Vatelet lo et Seguv. And they had Seguv. In Chana's Shira, it says that, in Dvorah's Shira, it says that Machir gave the Mechokakim, Machir being from Menashe, Yehuda Mechokaki. And in the famous Pasuk in Tehillim, it says Yehuda is my lawgiver. So if Mechokak is referring to only one person, which is not Pshat, then that means we have one person who's a Mechokak who comes from Yehuda and is considered to be a descendant of Machir. A child of Machir. And how could that be? It's because Machir's son married, Machir's daughter married somebody from Yehuda, and that child is the Mechokek, who is from Yehuda, but is also considered to be a child of Machir. Good, so grandchildren are like children. Now, our Mishnah stated that you need to have two sons, a son and a daughter, then we have Rabbi Natan with more children, but it was a specific limit. So our Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the famous pasuk in Kohelet that you should sow in the morning and not stop sowing in the evening. So he applies it as follows: Nasa adam isha b'yaldato. If you were married when you were young, isha isha b'ziknuto. And then for some reason you're not married, died, divorced, whatever reason, you should marry again when you're old. Don't say I already married once. Hayula banim b'yaldato. And if you had children when you were young, yula banim b'ziknuto. Keep having children even when you're old. Why? Sow in the morning and don't stop in the evening because you don't know which one is going to turn out best. And if they're all good, then that's even better. Now, on that pasuk, Rabbi Akiva had a different drasha, which leads to a very, very famous story. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lamad Torah b'yaldato, Yomot Torah b'ziknuto. Of course, this is Rabbi Akiva who did not study when he was young. But he's perhaps saying to his colleagues, even though you studied when you were young, continue studying when you're older. Hayulo talmidim b'yaldato, yulo talmidim b'ziknuto. And if you raised students when you were young, raise more students when you're old. Teachers don't retire. This, of course, will be followed by the famous story of Rabbi Akiva's students when he was young. And note the pasuk. Shnemar b'bokers, ratzarecha, etc. What did it say? You don't know which one will turn out well. So in other words, if you studied Torah when you were young, studied Torah when you're old, you may have a new appreciation. You certainly will have an appreciation, a new understanding. And if you had students when you were young, you don't know that they're going to turn out well. You better have more students when you're old. Amru shneimasar elav zugim talmidim ayu lo Rabbi Akiva. In some of the other versions of the story, there's 12,000 students. Here there's 24,000 students. Migvat Anantipras, two different places in Israel, from the north to the from the south to the north. Kulan meitu perakachad. They all died during one period. Historically, we consider this to be that they were participating in Bar Kokhba's rebellion and were massacred in Beitar. The theological explanation for their behavior was they did not treat each other right, which means, of course, fitting in with this midrash, Rabbi Akiva noticed that the students that Rabbi Akiva had when he was younger did not turn out okay because they didn't treat each other right. And the world of Torah was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came to the south. Ushna alayim. And he taught the Torah to a new group of students. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Those four, by the way, show up in all the different versions of this Midrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and others of them, there are other names of Tanaim who show up. And they're the ones who reestablished Torah at that point. Parenthetically, Tana Kulam Meitu Pesach V'Yarat Tzeret. One version says that they all died from Pesach until Shavuot, And there is one girsa that's quoted by Chachmei Sfard. It said, Ad pro satzeret, that's where Lag Ba'omer starts. They all died a terrible death, which according to the Shi'iltot is they were all massacred. But here we have a different version. They all died of the croup, which is evidently pretty painful in itself. And I am told by medical advisors that it is contagious, so that might make some sense. Matna Allah Rav Yeshua. Parenthetically say the Allah is like Rav Yeshua, that you do not stop having children when you've had two or two boys or whatever the shear is. If there is no shear and you should have more kids. So now we have several observations about the virtue of marriage. A man who is not married, Sharui below Simcha, is without happiness, below Bracha, without blessing, below Tova, without goodness. How do we know this? Below Simcha, Dirtiva, Samachta, Talvetacha, you rejoice with your household. That's your wife. That's talking about Maser Sheni. Below Bracha, Dirtiv, Laniach Bracha, Elvetacha. Right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give a bracha to your household. That's about Masrot also. Below Tova, do I know that being without a wife is not good? Dichtiv lo tova yot adam levado. Hashem says, not good to be alone. But Marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they added the following. Below Torah, below Choma. If you're out without a wife, you're without Torah, and without the security of a wall. Below Torah, dichtiv ha'im ein ezrati bi. If my helpmate is not with me, and that's the helpmate, alluding to the pasuk ezer kenegdo, a helpmate that Hashem created for you, your wife, to Shia, and I have no advice. Nidchamimeni, and my advice, my support is gone. Below Choma, Dichtim, Nekevat, Sovev Gaver. The woman walks around or supports the husband. This is the pasuk that is the makor for the very common custom of the Kala walking around the Chatan seven times. Rava Barula Amar, below Shalom. He had something else. If you're not married, you have no peace. Dichtim, Yadataki, Shalom, Walacha. You'll know that your house is at peace. Gemara Shabbat says there's a reference to Ner Shabbat, and you will visit your house and not sin. We'll see how this is applied. If a man knows that his wife is a properly pious woman and he does not visit her conjugally properly, he's a sinner. If you give a conjugal visit to your wife, then you're not sinning. Obviously, if your wife is someone who brings peace into the house and you don't give a proper onah, then you are sinning. Another thing is you're chayav, and this is halacha lemaaseh, you're chayav to have relations with your wife before going out on a trip. You'll know that your tent is at peace, meaning that you'll know when you're away that things are at peace. Wait, we didn't learn that from here. We learned that from the pasuk about curse to Chava after the sin in the Gan. God says, you will have desire for your husband. And the midrash on that is, it teaches that a woman has great desire for her husband when he's about to go out on a trip. She's going to miss him. And so you're chayav to do it. So the answer is, Amar Yosef, lo nitzurcha ela samuch levesta. So our pasuk is coming and telling us that not only you must make conjugal visit, but even if it is within a short period before her anticipated period, the chama, this is something we'll deal with in great detail in Masechet Nida, Amarava ona. Ona means 1 12-hour period, meaning if a woman is expected to see in the morning, so the night before is called your ona, normally you're chayav to separate during that time. Nonetheless, when you are, if you're going out on a trip, you still should have relations at that time. But all of this is only said if you're going out on a business trip or on some other thing which is voluntary. But let's say you're going to do a mitzvah, going to pidyon shvuyim or something else, mitradi. Then you're very taken up with the mitzvah and you're patur from ona. Now, Tana Rabbanan, ha'oivet ishto ki gufo, mechabda yoter mi gufo, v'adrich panav v'notav v'derech yishara. Somebody who does these four things. He loves his wife like himself. He honors her more than himself. He raises his children to be straight, and he marries them at an appropriate time. That applies, that then the pasuk from Iyov, knowing that your tent is at peace and you do not sin, applies to you. Now we're going to raise the bar. Somebody who is kind to his neighbors, likes his neighbors. Amakarevet korvav, keeps his close people close, means his family members, he brings them close. Seh bat achoto, marries his niece. This is generally talking about an orphan niece.
that he takes in, as Avram and Nachor did. Somebody who lends money to an ani when he really needs it. Then we have an even greater pasuk. Az tikra v'adonai yanet shava v'yomar hineni. Cry out and God will answer you immediately. Good. Now we have several statements of Rabbi Elazar. And with that, we'll conclude this podcast. Amar Rabbi Elazar ko adam she'eno isha eino adam. Man who's not married is not an adam. Shenemar, acharonu kiv Abraham, he created them male and female. Vayikrat shemam adam, and he called them adam. So an adam is a household. If you don't have real estate, you're not an Adam. Shinamar, Hashemayim Shemayim La'adunai, Va'aretz Natan L'bnei Adam. God gave land to Adam. When Hashem says, I'm going to make him an Ezer Kenegdo, something that means corresponding to him, Zacha Ozarto, very famous drasha, said under many, many chuppot, that if he merits, then she's a helper. Lo zacha kenegdo. If he doesn't merit, then she opposes him. The ikadami, some people read it a little differently. Rabbi Elazar Rami, he raised this as a contradiction. Ktiv kenegdo v'karinin kinigdo. Kenegdo meaning corresponding to him. But we actually read it kinigdo meaning opposing him. Zacha kenegdo. Lo zacha mina gadato. If he's zoche, then she supports him, that she is opposite him. If not, then she causes him to have menagdato to be whipped, hurt with chains. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi leEliyahu. So Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu. Amalek tiv aselo ezer. So he said, God said, I'm going to make her as a helper. Amayisha ozarto. Adam, how does she help man? Amalek Adam evi chitin. Chitin koseis. Man brings wheat home. He eats wheat. Pishtan, the way she brings flax home. Does he wear flax? In other words, man brings the raw materials, and the woman processes them into usable things. So isn't she the one who gives him light and helps him walk and helps him function? After Adam met all of the animals, then Hashem put him to sleep and took a piece from him, aside from him, and made him into a woman. And Adam said, this time she is the flesh of my flesh. Proves that Adam had relations with all the animals and he was not satisfied until he had relations with Chava. Rabbi Elazar says, why does the Pasuk say that that Hashem says, through you, Avraham, all of the families of the earth will be blessed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham, shtei brachot tovot yesh li l'avrich b'cha. Here he's playing on the word brachot as a bricha, meaning a grafting. I have two grafts that I'm going to take from you. Rut HaMoaviyah v'Na'amah HaMonit. Rut, the famous Rut, and Na'amah, the wife of Shlomo, who was the mother of Rechavam, and who therefore is the ancestress of those few great kings, we know, Chizkiyahu, and Asa, etc. Right? And they are grafted from you because, of course, of Lot. Lot, the father of Amon HaMoav. Kol mishpachot adama, meaning afilu mishpachot adarot ba'adama, even families that live underground, as it were, are blessed. En brachot ela bishvil Yisrael. They're blessed because of Israel. Now, v'nivruchu b'cha kol goyei ha'aretz, what does that mean? Afilu sfinot haba'ot migalia liyasfamia, en brachot ela bishvil Yisrael. Even seafarers are only blessed because of Am Yisrael. Everybody, kol goyei ha'aretz. Elazar atidim kol balei umanayot shiyamdu ala karka. Eventually, all artisans will end up becoming farmers. Shinemar, V'yardu me'oniyotehem, kol tofsei mashot malachim, kol chovlei hayam, ala aretz yamdu. So they will come down from their boats, all of the people who are shippers, who are boaters, who are sailors, and they will stand on the land. For Elazar, ein lecha umanut p'chuta min hakarka shnemar v'yardu. And there's no lower livelihood than working the land, as it says they will come down. They will alight onto the earth and work the land. And in the next podcast, Mir Hashem, we'll continue from this point and see several observations about different kinds of livelihood and which is a valuable livelihood, an appropriate one in which to engage. Everyone should have a wonderful day, and we will continue Mir Hashem in the next podcast.